34-year-old Juan Martinez is a popular waiter at a busy restaurant, friendly and professional, a dependable employee. It's a different life from a few years ago when bipolar disorder had him in a tailspin.
I was never able to keep a job. I used to have panic attacks at work. I would go to the restroom 10, 15 times a day, not to use a restroom, but to go in there and freak out. It's just hard when you hear people talking about people with mental illness, like, oh, he's crazy, or people that have bipolar, they always end up committing crazy crimes. So, I mean, that can really affect a person.
Martinez had the classic bipolar cycles of mania and depression.
My life kept on getting better. It would crash. Getting better, crash.
Diagnosed with the mental illness at 19 and hospitalized for a time, he spent the next decade on and off his medication and using drugs and alcohol. A DWI landed him in jail for several months. 5 years ago, his life once again in shambles, he went to see a counselor at the Dallas County Public Mental Health Clinic.
I told her, it's pointless. I'm throwing in the towel. I know what's going to happen. I'm going to lose it all again, and nothing hurts more than that.
But the peer counselor would have none of that. She told him she, too, had bipolar disorder and now had a job helping others. And that was Juan Martinez's aha moment. He later became a peer counselor himself until state budget cuts forced layoffs at the clinic. He now works as a volunteer counselor with NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Sherry Cusimano, president of the Dallas chapter of NAMI, wishes there were more success stories like Juan Martinez. She welcomes the discussion about erasing the stigma of mental illness and wants to see more money for treatment and early diagnosis and intervention, especially with school children.
Average funding for mental illness is approximately $125 per capita in the U.S. In Texas, average per capita funding is approximately $35. That's how shamefully low we're funded.
Cusimano says the public mental health program North Star, which serves a 7-county region in North Texas, has seen a 30% jump in the number of patients over the past decade, but state funding hasn't budged. Dr. Roger Caton, family practitioner at Baylor Medical Center, says most mental disorders are first diagnosed by a pediatrician or family doctor. And he says getting those patients into treatment can be tough.
Sometimes we have low insurance issues. Sometimes we have major issues with Medicare, Medicaid. Most psychiatrists in the Dallas-Fort Worth area are not taking new Medicare patients or new Medicaid patients. Generally, internal medicine or a primary care doctor will be the one who will have to take care of the patient.
But Dr. Caton says it takes a lot more than that. More psychiatric emergency rooms and inpatient facilities, outpatient treatment, counseling, and support groups. He wants to see a bipartisan commitment to mental health and more money from lawmakers. Juan Martinez says he's lucky. He found a peer support group, a great doctor, the right balance of medication, and is living a regular life.
I have a girlfriend. I've been with her for 3 years. I have a job. I just started making payments on a brand new car. Even if you have a mental illness, all you have to have is just that little bit of faith and have someone just give you some tools.
It's those kinds of tools Mayor Rawlings and the panel of experts want to share. BJ Austin, KERA News.